words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. Be ye acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And I, you know, pray that you have ears to hear and a heart to receive what the Spirit is saying to us on today. Amen. So the last time we were together, I told you that the Lord had asked me, what do you know? You know, so I did a two-part teaching on what do you know? And the thing is, he never quite stopped asking me that question. So I said, okay, Lord. Okay, so there's more that he wants me to dig into. So I want to tell you what happened to me after I taught that message. You know, after the Lord told me or spoke to me and said, Dora, what do you know? So when he asked me that question, and I went through with the answers, you know, by the stripes that Jesus bore, I'm healed. So, you know, I know all the answers, you know, I know by the stripes that Jesus bore, I'm healed, you know, so, but you know, the Lord kept asking me that question, what do you know? What do you know? So I said, you know, it's a reason. So, you know, the Lord, he doesn't mince his words when he says something. It's for a reason. And little did I know, which I should have known, that I was going to need those words to get me through the next situation. So most of you know I do daycare. I have daycare in my home. And I never shut down when COVID hit because my parents they had the essential job, so they had to keep working. So I never stopped working. So my job was to protect the children. So I told the parents, you know, COVID's getting really wild out there. I don't want the kids to get it. So basically, I had them just drop the children off at the door. If they were coming in, they had to come in with a mask because I didn't want my kids getting sick. So I didn't have the children wear masks because at the time we were told, hint, that children couldn't get COVID. So I didn't have the children wear a mask. It was just the parents. And if they came in, they needed to wear a mask. So I received a text from one of my parents and she said that she had tested positive for COVID. I said, okay. And then she also told me her 3-year-old son, who had been there the whole following week, tested positive for COVID as well. So I said, and you brought this child here and you knew you had COVID? No, I didn't know. I'm not going into the long story, but anyway, she didn't know until after she tested that she had COVID, he had COVID, he had been in daycare. So I had to get with the parents and notify the parents and let them know that a child in daycare tested positive and that we wanted everybody to get tested just to be on the safe side, make sure everybody was okay. Mind you, this child been here sneezing and coughing, you know, all the time, but that's normal kids do, so I didn't pay any attention to it. So, so Pastor and I, we get tested, and I tell the parents and all to get tested, and they started calling me back. Oh no, we're okay. I said, fine. So then the next day, Pastor and I went, and we got tested, and it was negative. So the next day, I woke up and I was feeling some kind of symptoms. I said, something's not right here. I shouldn't be feeling the things that I'm feeling. I said, I need to test again. So I did, I did the rapid test and that test came back positive. I said, I know the devil is alive. I said, that test has got to be wrong because I've been standing on the word of God and I've been rebuking every symptom from A to Z. And so we had to go and, you know, get a professional test and that one came back positive. So then again, I had to tell all the parents, test again, because when I tested the first time, I was negative with kids, you know. So then 8 families from this one child coming here, 8 families were affected and some were infected with COVID because of, I won't go into that. But anyway, so this is what happened. So I immediately went into overdrive on rebuking every symptom, everything that was connected to COVID and all of the symptoms and everything else. I just started rebuking the devil and standing on the word of God because I said, no, I am the righteousness of God. I am God's child. You know, I said, no, I'm the apple of his eye. I know this is wrong. I said everything, but the test, when it came back again, Pastor was negative, I was positive. So I began to talk to the Lord because I was feeling some kind of a way. I said, Lord, what is this? You know, what's the deal? And of course, all he said to me was, what do you know? That's not quite what I wanted to hear at the time because, you know, I didn't want this going on. And, you know, I was almost embarrassed to the fact I'm the pastor's wife. How in the world did I let COVID get into my house while I was guarding against it, but didn't realize that the child could bring it in too? You know, so all the families that they started calling me back, yes, they got it. They got it. So-and-so got it. I said, I had to shut down for 2 weeks. You know, so I wasn't happy with this. But, you know, my answer I kept getting back from the Lord is, what do you know? So I said, he's still asking me this question, what do I know? And I'm here right now in the midst of everything. So I said, I guess I better find out what I know, because this is here. I'm rebuking the symptoms. I'm standing on the word of God. I'm doing everything that I need to do. I said, but you still are asking me this question, what do I know? So I said, okay, I'm going to do what needs to be done. And all kinds of thoughts was flooding into my head. And you know, the old boy and his lies, you know, showed me every picture of all the people that had previously died, all the bodies they were throwing in the flatbeds to take them away, standing on bodies to throw other bodies. I mean, everything he was showing me, you know, you're racing. They said, y'all going to die first. I mean, it was just one thing after another, that Satan was pounding me in my head. And the Lord's answer to me, Dora, what do you know? I said, I know you are Lord God that heals. I said, that's what I'm saying. I'm standing on your word. And I said, I'm not going to be moved by all the screaming that, you know, the old boy was doing to my brain. Everything that he was trying to get me to, like, sink into depression and all this stuff. I said, nope. The one thing that gave me peace was now that I know the fact that the Lord said, what do you know? So I knew from that when he asked me, even before this started, when he said, what do you know? Just like when he said, you know, said to me, all is well. Same voice, same temperament. Not, you know, he didn't elevate his voice or anything. He just said, what do you know? Just like he said, all is well. And then right there with all is well, we went through a test. We had to stand. And like he said, all was well. So now he was saying, what do you know? So I said, I know the word of God, and I will continue to stand on the word of God, you know. And because he asked me, what do I know? And I, as I said earlier, he knew this was coming. It gave me peace because I said, he's not letting me, you know, run into this unaware. So he already almost like prepared me, but he didn't come right out and say, okay, Dora, COVID's knocking at your door. He didn't say that, but he said, what do you know? So from that, I mean, people would say, well, why would that give you peace? Because it gave me peace, because I now knew, and I could shut the devil down with his lies, because the Lord said, what do you know? So I know his word. I know what his word says. So I said, I know all's going to be well. Everything's going to be fine. So I settled myself down. I said, Lord, you got this. I am standing on your word. I'm not being moved by what I see. I'm not being moved by what I hear. You say, what do I know? I said, here's one. Little man, I'm telling you, this is what I know about my God. So in Isaiah 53:5 says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So what do I know, devil? I'm already healed. I'm not moved by the symptoms. I'm not moved by what's happening. I don't, right now, I don't even care. What do I know? I know the Lord is my healer. I know the Lord said he would take sickness away from me. That's what I'm telling you. This is what I know. So I, you know, as you know, as the time progressed and I started getting more into the word, more into the word, more into, I said, I know when he asked me that question, he was preparing me, saying, you gotta know, you have to know what you know, because in the midst of a battle, when it hits you fast and furious, you are going to need to know something. And I thank the Lord that he took the time. So I was almost prepared. I could say it like that. I wasn't, you know, aware that it was going to happen, but I knew he gave me peace over the situation. So the definition of know is to understand as fact or truth, to be aware of, to be familiar with, to be skilled in. So he's saying, Dora, what are you skilled in? What are you aware of? What do you know that's truth? What do you know? So I personally, I had to know in my knower what the word of God says and stand on that truth. I had to know as a fact, or the definition is know as a fact or truth, that I was healed. So I said, well, word says I'm healed. The test came back says, well, you got COVID. The devil's saying, you're going to die from this. But the Lord says, I am Lord God that heals. What do you know? I know the word of God. Psalms 118 and 17 said, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. So when the old boy came with all of his suggestions, all of his fear, I said, no, God has not given me the spirit of fear. I said, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. And I begin to thank the Lord for my healing. I begin to thank him and stand on his word because I do know, I knew his word. I still know his word and I will continue to stand on his word. And like the scripture says, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. And I'm here today to tell you, I am declaring. I did declare the works of the Lord because I'm still here praising God and giving God thanks for what he did. He brought me through that. All the symptoms, all of everything that they said was going to happen. I said, Lord, that's what they say. But you are my healer. And, you know, as the 2 weeks progressed, you know, Pastor and I, we just stood on the word of God and continued thanking God for my healing. You know, we took our time at night. You know, I had to quarantine. So I was in one area and he was in the other. So I said, I definitely don't want him to catch it from me. But he never got it. Never. Well, not never. Okay. So, but we, you know, we did our prayer through the door. I'm in shut in one room and he's other. So he, you know, came on outside of my door and we're sitting, I'm on the floor and he's on the other side of the door and we're praying. We're making our confessions. We're standing on the word of God and believing God and receiving and thanking him because he is Lord God that heals and he cannot lie. God can't lie. The old boy would tell you anything, everything that he can or try to get you to doubt the Lord, try to get you to feel defeated or whatever. But the Lord said, nope, I am your healer. Dora, what do you know? What do you know? So basically you tell me, you're going to have to stand on what you know. Don't come off of what you know. Do you know it? Do you know? Yes, Lord. I know your word and I am standing on your word. And that's what we did through closed doors. We continued our time with the Lord. It was hard for me to be separated from the pastor because we're always together, you know, but I had to do what I had to do because I protect him as well as anybody else. And we know we still did all that we had to do just in separate rooms, you know? So I was thankful to the Lord for that. He got me through, totally healed my body. And I am thankful. And you know, I knew that this was going to be a battle, but I knew I was going to win it. I knew I was going to win it. Why? Because he said, Dora, what do you know? He already told me. He already spoke that word to me. You know, not in condemnation. Well, you don't know enough of the word. That's why. No, that's not what he said. What do you know? So, it kind of finally settled me down once my brain came back into my head. You know, after the first initial shock and all that stuff, you know, I finally settled down. Got into the word, sealed myself off, had my word and everything. And I just basically had a little revival in the room by myself because I couldn't be around anybody else. But, you know, I didn't know the Lord was with me. The Lord was for me. And that's what got me through that time. You know, Satan is the accuser. And, of course, he said, well, what's wrong with you? How come you got COVID and the pastor didn't? What did you do wrong? Or, you know, I mean, that's just all of the things that Satan likes to do to play with your head. But I already had the Lord, you know, say, look, what you know? You know, what do you know? And so, like, the first time when I heard it, I said, well, you what? I began to doubt myself. Maybe I don't know enough. Oh, you know, you keep asking me, what do I know? You know, so the accused said, well, apparently you don't know enough. The Lord keep asking you, what do you know? But I said, no. He's asking me that so I could stand on the word of God, stand on what the Lord said, stand on what I've been taught stand on what I've, you know, spent time in, you know, with the Lord in revelation knowledge. You know, I was already healed. And I stood on that word until it got from the spirit to the physical and my body was totally healed. So I said, Lord, I thank you for prompting my spirit. What do you know? You know, so like I said, well, when he asked me, I'm gonna ask you. So I asked you the same thing. What do you know? So I knew I hadn't done anything wrong because the Lord doesn't give out sickness. He doesn't. The grace of God, and I'll get into this later on in the lesson. God's grace is not when they said, well, you didn't pray for 10 hours a day, so I'm gonna give you COVID. God doesn't have COVID. Well, you didn't read the Bible and meditate and pray in tongues for 50 years. No, that's not God. That's the accuser. Always, no matter what you do, the accuser's job is to accuse you, to make you doubt what you already know, make you doubt the love of God, make you doubt that God loves me, God is with me, God is for me, and he makes you doubt, try to make you doubt that. But the devil is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Your job is stand on the word of God. I know what the word says, and I'm continuing to stand until I see what I say. And I said, you have to do the same thing, because we're going to all go through testings, trials, situations that come upon us. And if we don't know the word of God, you're going to fall. You're going to fail. But you got to know the word of God. So there's things that happen, bad situations that come up in everybody's life, a saint, a God, or a sinner. The situations come. But our job, you know, this, you know, living godly does not excuse us from trials and tribulations that go on in our lives. You know, a lot of times early on we were taught, you know, you get saved and everything's all right. You're floating on flowery beds of ease. Everything's fine. You know, yes, we have peace with God, but you have an accuser in this world that's coming against you. So situations are going to come up. Yes, but our job is to be able to stand on that word of God, not being moved by what you see, feel, or hear. And, you know, if you're not standing on the word of God, some Christians, I'll call them carnal, they're not bad Christians, they just don't know enough of the word. They haven't renewed their mind enough to the fact to know that, hey, yes, I am already healed. The Lord says, I'm already healed, so I'm standing on that word until I get full manifestation of being already healed. He didn't lie. He didn't change his mind. We're already healed. So we stand on that. Stand on that word. So, you know, people, when they think, well, I'm not going to have any more troubles or situations, that's the wrong answer. Why? Let me give you the scripture that let you know what this is. Psalms 34:19. And I have about six different versions of the scripture I want you to hear. So the New International Version says, the righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. The New Living Translation says, the righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to his rescue each time. So if you hear what the scripture is saying, you're going to have the troubles, but the Lord is going to deliver you. King James, and this is the one that we're all familiar with, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Excuse me. But people used to think when they heard the word afflictions that they meant, oh, you're going to be sick. You're going to have a disease. You're going to die. That wasn't talking about sickness. It's talking about testing and trials. You're going to go through situations. Some are good. Some are not so good. You will. But the key point here, when you're going through your tests, when you're going through your trials, when you're going through situations that you're not appreciating what you should be saying, Lord, I thank you because you said you're going to deliver me out of them all. The American Standard Bible says the afflictions of the righteous are many, but the Lord rescues him from them all. The key here, God's going to rescue you. No matter what it is, what you're going through, the Lord's going to rescue you. The Amplified says, many hardships and perplexing circumstances confront the righteous, but the Lord rescues him from them all. No matter what version I'm saying, the key point is God's got your back. Our job is depend and trust in the Lord. Trust in his word, stand on his word, and know he's got your back. It says, the Contemporary English Version said, the Lord's people may suffer a lot, but he will always bring them safely through. So no matter what's going on, what you're going through, no, the Lord's got your back. He said, I will bring you through. So you can see, yeah, Christians, we're going to have troubles. We're going to have situations, but we got God's promise. That's it. We have the promise of the Lord. I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to bring you out. I'm going to see you through. I'm going to see you through to the end. And he's going to turn everything out, turn it around for our good. So when the saint of God expects to flow through life through a fiery, flowery bed of ease, that's not reality. Scripture here tells you, you're going to have many situations come up. But God's got our back. So we, you know, when the saints expect not to have troubles, and then they have troubles, then, you know, with that expectation, they say, well, why am I having troubles? It's supposed to be, I'm supposed to be God's child. I'm supposed to be the righteousness of God. I'm supposed to not have any trouble. Yeah, you're going to have situations. We have to do, we're on this planet. We're still on this planet in the flesh body. Situations and problems come up. And yes, sickness sometimes come up also. But we got the word of God. We have his answer. We have his answer on all the situations. I'm going to deliver you out of them all. So when Satan comes to you lying to you, telling you this is not going to happen, God's not going to bring you out this time, it's not going to change this time, you're going to be stuck with this for the rest of your life, this is going to kill you. No. The Lord said, this is not unto death. This is not unto death. You know what? You're going to be all right. Stand on it. You shall not die, but live, and you will declare the works of the Lord. So that's your job. Standing on the word of God, getting to know what you know, and make sure you know the word of God, not just know it or know of it, but know the word. You have to know in deep down in your knower what the word of God says. So, you know, people sometimes they get little upset because they thought, well, I thought I'm not supposed to have any troubles. No, yeah, you will. Yeah, you will. But God's got your back. God's got your back. And this, you know, when the accuser was coming at me with this, this happened in the Bible. Same, not COVID, but a situation coming up. And it's like the attitude of the disciples in John 9:1-3. And Jesus heals the man born blind. It says, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Verse 3 says, Jesus answered, neither have this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. So this baby was born blind. He's now a man. But the Lord said, they didn't sin. He didn't sin. How is he going to sin? He's born that way. The baby can't sin in the womb. You know what I mean? So he didn't sin. The Lord said, the pastors didn't sin. He said, but because God wants to get the glory. This is so that God's glory can be seen in his life. How much an effect his healing had on all the people in that town, because they knew this man was born blind. How many lives do you think he affected? How many lives he would have affected if he was just born and he was an everyday Joe Blow? Nobody's lives will be changed. But the Lord, the scripture said, I want God's glory to be seen in this situation. Can you shine and give God the glory when you're going through your situations? Are you going to get depressed and you're going to get sad and going to start blaming everybody and ask, Lord, what is the problem with you? Why didn't this? No. Our job is to give God glory as we go through every situation in our life, because he's got our back. He is with us. He is with us. He is for us. And yes, we're going to have situations. Yes, we're going to have things that don't go particularly the way we want. And another thing, why do we think we can tell God what we want him to do? We get in, and pastor now teaching us on finding the will of God. And we as saints are notorious for telling God what we want him to do. Telling God how we want him to change the situation in our life. Telling God, well, this is the way I want it. I won't be happy unless it happens this way. Well, honey, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to be happy, because the Lord, he is not our cosmic bellhop. He will not just hop to your whim and your whatever you want. You, and as we're learning in our Wednesday night Bible study, you need to know the purpose that the Lord has you here on this earth, and know the will of God for your life. And I tell you, as pastor's teaching us, I'm getting more understanding, and it kind of stirs you up and makes you glad. I said, Lord, you had a purpose for my life. I mean, before the foundation of the earth, and we'll get to that a little later in the lesson. But we are not just here willy-nilly. There is a reason why we're here, and we are to affect the lives of other people. And when I talk to people, I say, look, you are going through this situation now, but you're not going through it just for yourself. There are going to be people in your lives, people that you come in contact with, people that the Lord's going to have come across your path, that you are going to be able to bless them because you've gone through this situation, you've come out victorious, and you came out standing on the word of God, and then you can shine and give God glory for what he's already done in your life. So, a lot of times we try to pray away our problems, pray away every situation, rebuke everything coming down. No, get in the will of God and let him direct your path. And as situation, that I'm not saying that God's put any situations in your life. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying, when they show up, the Lord says, I will deliver you out of them all. Key point. Remember that. He's not sending them. No. He just told me, do it. What do you know? Because he knew what was coming down the pike. But also, he's my healer. Do you know that? Do you know it for yourself? We, as saints of God, have to get to the place where we know the word for ourselves, be able to stand on that word and not be swayed by the situations. Because you see, some saints, they get mad when a trial and tribulation come and it lasts longer than a minute. I've been going through this for 5 minutes. I need to know. You're a saint of God. Scripture says many are the situations that you're going to have, but God will deliver you out of them all. So don't get mad at God. Don't get mad at your pastors. Don't get mad at your family when situations, come up. A lot of people, they begin to blame everybody and not get quiet before the Lord. Say, Lord, help me here with this. Give me the wisdom and the knowledge to know how to deal with the situation, what I need to do, because God always has the better plan.
We thank you for joining us for service today. Before we leave, we would like to give you the opportunity to know Jesus. It's as simple as ABC. I accept God and I acknowledge the sins in my life. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, and I commit my life to you. If you said that simple prayer, we believe that you've been born again. Welcome to the family.